Your job is to find your authentic voice, your acknowledging, aware, compassionate, loving self voice. Give that so much volume so many times that that's just, hey, that station's louder. That station is louder because you're on that station more. So now when the other one starts interfering and coming in, you can go, oh, what is it saying here? And it's almost always, the inner critic is really a doubtful voice.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and to win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
When you're in a moment where you're doing something and all of a sudden that inner critic, you hear that inner critic, right? How do you turn down the volume on that? What do you do to go to silence your inner critic or handle your inner critic or overcome your inner critic and then swap it to your inner champion? Or what are your tools? Because I feel like no matter what we're doing in life, where we're at in life, what our situation is inside our own family, inside our jobs, inside our hopes and dreams, it's just this, it's the biggest obstacle, I think, for so many of us.
Yeah. I think one, you have to realize that replacing the inner critic in the moment is super hard. And so you have to think of everything you're doing is like, there's the pre-work, there's the actual in the moment flow work, and then there's the post-work. The pre-work is, okay, before the inner critic gets to start, you start your morning by tapping into your authentic self. meditating, feeling, thinking about who you are, what's important to you, your morning routine of intention setting, your morning routine of purpose statements, your morning routine of filling your head with good thoughts, your morning routine of acknowledging your strength to show up another day, your day of gratitude for appreciating that you have these opportunities, meaning you got to start the day. The growth day starts with self-talk. And the self-talk, you have to condition the positive voice inside your inner champion. You have to amplify that, turn it up, and talk to it every morning and every day if you ever want that to be louder than the critic. What most people do is they bumble through the day. A doubt comes up. They hear it. They go, is that true? They start amplifying that thing because there's no other voices. Your job is to find your authentic voice, your acknowledging, aware, compassionate, loving self voice. Give that so much volume so many times that that's just, hey, that station's louder. That station is louder because you're on that station more. So now when the other one starts interfering and coming in, you can go, oh, what is it saying here? And it's almost always, the inner critic is really a doubtful voice. Yeah. It's almost always a doubtful voice. I doubt my capability. I doubt who I am. I doubt I'm capable. I'm worthy. I doubt myself. And doubt doesn't mean stop or shut down. Doubt means, oh, this is a signal to be more present and intentional. Oh, this isn't to question myself and my capabilities. It's going, oh, hey, I don't know if I can do this. Let me pay attention. Doubt's a great signal to pay attention and to engage the best of who we are. It's like, oh, those butterflies, that's saying, oh, let's align here. Let's get focused here. Let's bring some attention to this. So first, don't think that that voice will ever go away. It's going to be there. It's always going to pop up. But don't think it's a negative thing telling you you're terrible. It's saying pay attention. And then also up the station on that authentic, acknowledging, loving self-talk each day, the affirmative side of who you are. Listen to that so often and give yourself that blessing so often, because some of you, it's not going to be your spouse who's going to acknowledge you or validate you. Some of you, it's not going to be your parents or your sister, or your brothers or the people in your industry. They're all going to doubt you or judge you or push you. So you've got to affirm yourself. You've got to tap into that truth, that knowing, that beauty, that soul, that spirit, that authenticity that says, I do deserve to have a good day today. I do have good intentions for today. Let me listen to that part of me more often. And that conditioning of positive, affirming self-talk starts becoming a part of real confidence, right? Conditioned self-talk becomes confident capability.
So good. You know, one of the things I love about this is when we talk about even conditioning and starting our day that way with positive self-talk, I feel like our inner critic can get so loud. And I feel like so many of us know when we're hearing it, when we're hearing that inner critic, A, we would never say those things to another human being. And B, when we're saying them about ourselves, we kind of still know in big part, we know they're not true, but somehow we still, it's so easy to believe it. It's easy to know we're made for more. We're created for more. We have more to give, more to offer, more to serve, more inside of us than we're expressing or giving or living right now. And yet it's so easy to still doubt it anyways, right?
What if the inner critic was an inner guide? And the inner critic was just saying to you, hey, right now, you've got your station turned on to me, the inner critic, the low station, the self-doubt station. Yeah. And you, instead of going, oh, that critic's so scary, and let me find all the reasons to criticize me, it's like, oh, the inner critic is actually calling you to summon the better part of you. It's saying, hey, you're listening to the lowly insecurities right now. Let me amplify those insecurities so you're aware that you're listening to them, dummy. What you need to do right now is search the better station. I am guiding you with all this blaring noise to summon a higher part of you. Mm-hmm. The inner critic is summoning the higher part of you, not shutting you down. It's summoning you. It's not going to go away. There's always going to be that part of you going, hey, dummy, you're smarter. You're better. Let me judge you just enough that you get edgy and you go, no, I'm better than this. And you show up. It's egging you on to show up better, not shut down. As soon as you get that, oh, I'm being egged on like a good friend. Because listen, the inner critic is you.
Yeah.
And that's a good friend to you saying, hey, I'm going to bug you just enough. I'm going to shame you just enough. I'm going to doubt you just enough until you finally go, F no, let's go. I'm going to try to piss you off. That's what the inner critic is going to do. They're there to amplify you to go, no, no, I am better than this. It is actually summoning strength. And if you can hear that, instead of being diminished, be called. When crisis doesn't diminish you, when conflict doesn't diminish you, when fear doesn't diminish you, but rather you sense it as a calling to rise to something, to a higher standard, to serve, this is why today we celebrate Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King had the same challenges so many people did. What he did was he said, I have a dream. I'm going to rise up. I'm going to learn to do all of these things that he didn't know how to do to lead an incredible movement that we still celebrate today. You have to think about it, like, whoa, that's 60 years later. We're still celebrating this person. Why? Because all those calls, all those judgments, all that hate, he said, I'm not going to let the darkness shut me down because it is only light and love that will lift us up. So I'm going to amplify those. You can hit me with all the hate you want, but I'm going to activate love. Mm-hmm. That's the change. It's so not a diminishment, but a calling to rise above it. That's a mindset shift that now helps us activate. I hope that helps everybody.
So good what you said. And I always, you know, one of the things I think about a lot is we all face opposition, right? Sometimes it is our inner critic, but we also all have a calling. And I think that so many times, I believe always your calling is stronger than your opposition. But so much of life comes down to which one we listen to.
Yes.
And you know, you talk about, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King, and I think obviously so much opposition, you know, during his time, and obviously his calling was so much bigger, right? And that's what he listened to. And I think that, I don't know, I just keep going back to those words you shared earlier too, about walking into a room and instead of saying, here I am, saying, here you are, right? I think that's when we make it not about us and it's something so much bigger than us. For me, I think that's, I mean, in my journey, that's, you know, how I've, one of my best strategies for overcoming that inner critic, because for me, that inner critic is there every single day. Every single day. I even doubted, even though I've gone on national television thousands of times in no makeup. This is my first Growth Day morning show in no makeup. And I had a moment where I'm like, but it's like, oh, no. The only way to have authentic human connection is to fully show up as ourselves. The only way to serve is to not worry about stuff like that literally doesn't matter, right? And so it's kind of growth in progress, growth in process, I think, for so many of us. And some of the tips you shared on how you frame in your own mind that inner critic, I've never heard that before. That's so powerful. That's so powerful, as if it's the station summoning you to get so angry that you're like, F that, and you transcend it. Huge.
Yeah, it's your best friend egging you on saying, oh, it's like if your best friend was like, oh yeah, you suck. And you're like, hold on. You know, it's just like if you ever saw people playing sports and you're playing basketball with someone, the crap talking is done to summon a higher level of game. They've actually measured this in communication studies in sports. Less crap talk tends to lead to less incredible performance. And it's not because we're not diminishing each other. We're egging each other on to play at a higher level. Now, I know there's lots of judgment about even that in sports, but I think my point is, recognizing that all your inner fears aren't meant to shut you down. They're meant to help you pay attention. You know, you were talking about resistance and all the resistance. And I hope everybody, by the way, spends some time today watching some, you know, speeches from Dr. Martin Luther King. If you haven't read the autobiography, the official biographies, or any of his collected works of speeches, I can't even imagine this day for the last 23 years this year now, I read his speeches. I have a big book that my dad gave me that I just read his speeches. And it's so, so powerful to see what he was willing, and not just him, the entire Southern Christian Leadership Conference and so many other great leaders of that time, trying to really speak up for something. And he said, you know, if our main question is, who are you serving? And he said that if we aren't willing to speak up for what is right, then we're not living life. And so many of his great quotes that everyone will share on the internet today, I'm sure, just remind us to stand for something. Even if you are scared, stand for something. You're not doing a magazine shoot today. You're standing for something today. You're standing for a message. We aren't worried about our insecurities of, you know, I'm like, is my kettlebell in the shot today? I hope not, you know, and I don't even care. It's like, we stand for something at Growth Day. We stand for the belief that you can grow, that you can change, that you can have better days, that you can shift your attitude. We stand for something. So we're not trying to make everything pretty. You're going to stand for something today. And everyone needs to realize, what do you stand for today? What is it that you stand for? And the less you ask yourself that, the more the insecurity voice just fills it in. Oh, you aren't intentional enough to stand for something? Let me just fill it in with some noise here. I would say your negative self-talk is because you haven't filled in the void.
Yeah, so good.
I work on this. Look at this. I got this. I pulled this off the desk. This is a calendar of affirmations from Hay House. This is Louise Hay. I hope you all read You Can Heal Your Life from Louise Hay. Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer, who were like who really made and rounded out Hay House with Reed Tracy as CEO. So a whole book of affirmations. I've been doing personal development for 20 years professionally. I still read my affirmations and I read them out loud because I want that voice to be activated. I would love for you all in your morning routine to read out your Bible verses or read out your favorite motivational quotes or read out that part of that spiritual text that you love. Read something out, like activate the voice. You've been given voice. You have the blessing of speaking. You've been given voice. Activate that in a positive, affirming way. And it becomes a language pattern in your head that's louder than the insecure quiet things.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course
and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.